Blog Talk Radio. oh yeah. Oh yes, oh yes. Oh yes, we thank the Lord every day. Hallelujah. And we want to thank the Lord today. Amen. For this another day, another service that we come to lift up Jesus higher and higher. Welcome to the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries, our Sunday fellowship service. Amen. Hallelujah. We're the church without walls. So, amen. Hallelujah. We come together in fellowship because there is no time and no distance in the spirit. I am Pastor Alfreda Bradford, and I want to welcome all of our first time visitors, amen, to our fellowship service. You have come to the right place at the right time. Please enjoy the services today. Glory be to God. We meet on this platform 7 days a week, Monday through Saturdays. We are here 6 o'clock in the morning for our spiritual breakfast, and then we are back on Sundays at 12 o'clock noon. Amen. To say Jesus Christ is Lord. Amen. Please visit our website at lifewordjesus.org. Amen. And find out more about our ministry. We have an altar of prayer where we meet two times a day. Amen. Monday through Fridays, we have Bible study, spiritual warfare training, and a whole bunch of other good stuff. Amen. And so we bless the Lord. Amen. Every day, we want to thank the Lord. Amen. Right now, we want to open up, amen, in the spirit of prayer. Amen. Glory be to God with our deaconess, Hattie Cooper, out of Delaware, coming to lead us to the throne of grace. Deaconess Cooper, God bless you, and thank you for serving on today.
Good afternoon, Pastor. Can you hear me clearly?
Yes, we can hear you. If you could just take it up maybe one notch.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay, can you hear me clearly now?
Yes.
Okay. Good.
Yes.
Good afternoon, Pastor. Good afternoon to everyone that's on the radio. In the name of Jesus, I welcome all of you to this afternoon. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, thanks for chiming in with us on today, Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministry. Let's bow our heads in prayer, asking God to forgive us for all of our sins and all of our iniquities, just giving him thanks and praise, not just one day, as the song says, but every day, giving him praise and thanksgiving for what he has done and what he's going to do. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior, we just want to thank God for blessing the sick and shut in the name of Jesus Christ, Father. We just want you to just come into our hearts right now. And if you find anything in our hearts that's not supposed to be there, that's stopping us from serving you, Father, we ask you to take it out right now in the name of Jesus. Father, give us clean hands and a pure heart. Father, we don't want our prayers to be hindered. We don't want our prayers to be stopped. In the name of Jesus Christ, Father. Father God, you said that having suffer violence and take it by force, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Father. Father, we know that you get revenge, Father. Father, help us not to get revenge on anyone. Father God, let us put everything into your holy hands and you work it out for us, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Father. Father God, in the name of Jesus, you said for us to watch and pray, Father. You didn't say fast, watch and pray. You said watch and pray, and then fast, Lord God. So, Father God, in the name of Jesus, help us to be watchful, Father God, because our adversary is walking around like a roaring lion, seeing who he can devour, Father God. So we ask you to bind up any hindrance spirit that keeps us, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. Father, help us, Father God, to watch our words, Father God, to watch our thoughts, Father God, and to watch our actions, Father God, in the name of Jesus, from this fleshly nature, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father. We love you, Father God, because you first loved us, Father. We love your darling son, Jesus, who died on the cross for all mankind, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we ask you to order our footsteps, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord. Oh, Heavenly Father, look upon the fivefold ministry, Father God, and bless it as you know how, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Remember your pastors all over the world, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that serving you, serving your people, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Remember the homeless, Father. Remember the cops. Remember the army and the navy, Father God, the president, Father God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, the homeless, Father God, in the name of Jesus, all of our children all over the world that's suffering in some type of way, Father God. Father God, protect them, keep them, guide them, Father, in the way that they should go, Lord God. Oh, Father God, remember all the graduations, Father God, in the name of Jesus, the graduation going on now, Lord God, at Lincoln University, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, graduations, remember these children, Father God, in the name of Jesus, these young adults, Father, be in their plans with them, Father God, and lead them and guide them in the way that they should go, Father. They don't know you're in the partners of their sins, Father God, and in your plans for their life, Father, touch their hearts, Lord God, and let them know that they cannot do nothing without you. Father, bless Pastor Bradford, Dr. Reverend Pastor Bradford, in a mighty special way. Lord God, continue to keep her, continue to uplift her. Father God, remember her list. Just remember Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministry, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, Father. We thank you for the shelter. We thank you for food, clothes. We thank you for everything that you have given unto us, even our gifts, Father God, and our children and our grandchildren, Father. Bless them and keep them in your hands, Lord. We dedicate them all back to you, Father God. Children in every background, ethnic background, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, Father. We just thank you, giving you praise on this afternoon for all the glorious things that you have done. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your love. And thank you for your grace. Father, we are grateful for all that you have done for us, Father, in the name of Jesus, Father. So we're going to surrender and we're going to put everything in your hands, Lord God. Everything, Father, even this service on this afternoon, Father, continue to be in this service, Father God, and have it to be what you want it to be. Reach souls all over the globe, all over the world, and every home, Father God, reach the unsaved, Father. Father, we ask you to take this prayer up with a sweet aroma in the name of Jesus, Father. Remember our sacrifices, Father. Remember the saints. Remember the body of Christ, Father God, and continue to bless us as you know how, Father God, and as you will, let your will be done in every household. In Jesus' most holy, precious name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Son. And thank you, the precious Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. May God be with you, give you peace, and give you joy. In Jesus' name, we pray, amen. Thank you, God. Back to you, Pastor. In Jesus' name, pray, amen, amen, and amen. Satan, you are defeated. Darkness is dispelled, and Jesus Christ is Lord. No weapon formed against us shall prosper. We more than a conqueror through Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. We bind up every retaliation, every backlash, and every residue in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. We plead the blood in Jesus' name. Amen. Back to you, Pastor. Thank you.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for amen. Prayer availeth much, beloved. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We want to thank God. Amen. For earnest prayer, for the prayers of the righteous availeth much. I want us to look at our scripture for this morning, coming out of the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter number three. And I will read a couple verses, a few verses in your hearing. And verse number one begins like this. It says, to everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven. A time to be born and a time to die, a time to plant and a time to pluck up that which is planted, a time to kill and a time to heal, a time to break down and a time to build up, a time to weep and a time to laugh, a time to mourn and a time to dance, a time to cast away stones and a time to gather stones together, a time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing, a time to get and a time to lose, a time to keep and a time to cast away, a time to rend and a time to sow, a time to keep silent and a time to speak, a time to love and a time to hate, a time of war and a time of peace. What profit hath he that worketh and that wherein he laboreth? Glory be to God. And we want to stop right there. Hallelujah. And we bless God for the reading of his word. Amen. We'll be coming to you this morning. Amen. With a message. Amen. And we have entitled this message. We just want to talk to you this morning. Amen. And we've entitled, the title of our sermon is Just Trust Jesus. Just trust Jesus. Amen. And then amen. All right, let us have another selection. Amen. Glory be to God. Maybe two. And then the next voice you will hear is that what the Lord is saying to us on this day. Amen. Amen. And amen.
Hallelujah. Come on. Come on, everybody. Put your hands together. How many of you know he's a way maker? I say, how many of you know he's a way maker tonight? Way maker. God, he's a way. Way. God, he's a way. You can't.
Come on in.
Father God, we thank you that the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts are acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength, O Lord, our Redeemer. Amen and amen. Beloved, amen. And our scripture for this morning in the third book of Ecclesiastes, amen. It speaks, amen, about time for certain things to give birth in our lives. And it also speaks of an expiration date. Beloved, when we read those particular scriptures, amen, it confirms to us that everything comes to an end. Everything in life, beloved, comes to an end, and it has an expiration date, glory be to God, including our lives. And so, beloved, amen, in our wisdom, amen, and in our reflections, amen, we have to ask ourselves, how are we living? How are we living? Because, beloved, the answer to that question will determine how we will end. How we live our life is how we end our lives. Solomon also goes on, beloved, in that first chapter of the book, he tells us, amen, that vanity, all is vanity. Solomon, in all of his wisdom, the Bible tells us that Solomon was the wisest man in all the earth. There was never anybody and will never be anybody wiser than Solomon, who was King David's son, glory be to God, the son of him and Bathsheba, glory be to God, after the first son died, glory be to God, God blessed David and Bathsheba, amen, with a second son, and his name was Solomon. Not only did he call, beloved, our life's affairs vanity of vanity, he described it as the futility of vanity. Basically, what Solomon is saying, beloved, is that when you get to the end of the life, your life, and you sum everything up and conclusion, everything is meaningless. When you sum everything up, when you put everything together and you get the sum total of it, everything that we do, everything that we accomplish in this life is pointless. Glory be to God. And so in light of that, beloved, we have to stop and really take a deep look and a deep introspection, a glory be to God, and to judge our own selves. Because the Bible says if we would judge ourselves, we would not be judged. So the question this morning is, what does your life look like? What does your life look like? What does your lifestyle look like? Who are you? What do you do? Glory be to God. Who have you become? And beloved, we come to the definition of that based on a lifestyle of choices. Choices. Every day we're making choices. We've been making choices from as early on, even before we realized that we were making choices, In the book of Proverbs, chapter number 14 and 12, the Bible tells us that there is a way that seems right unto a man. But he said, but in that choice, where we are making choices that seem like right choices, beloved, we must be careful, because he said what happens is the end of that choice is death. And we think about death. When the Bible speaks about the death, it speaks about, beloved, eternal separation from God. And so, beloved, we find out when we evaluate and we look at our own lives and the lives of the culture and the generation and people at large, people are making choices that tickle their fancy, things that they want to do, they feel they can afford to do, can't afford to do, keeping up with other people, trying to look good, trying to be convenient, trying to live a life of convenience, amen, the lifestyle of the rich or the famous, whatever. See, but choices are necessary, beloved. But what most people forget to look at, what we want to look at for just a few minutes a day, beloved, is people forget about the consequences of the choices that we make. Every action has a reaction. Every choice has a consequence, be it good or be it bad. Every choice, Solomon says, come to an end. When you make that choice, you're at the beginning. You're at the beginning, and then you enjoy that or you don't enjoy it. Eventually, everything comes to an end. So we think about choices in general, beloved. We're all deciding, okay, where do we want to live? Do we want to move? Do we want to stay where we're at? Do we want to relocate? Okay, where will we work? Will I work for this company, that company, my own company? Okay, we're making choices on our business ventures. Okay, should I start this business? Should I go with this business? Should I invest in this business? Huh? Choices. How far do I want to take my education? Do I want to go back to school? Am I going to a physical building? Am I going online? Choices pertaining to our spouse. Should I go with this one or that one, huh? Our friends. The type of car that we drive. Should I go with the big boy or should I go with the little boy, huh? Should I be concerned about gas? Should I be concerned about a car payment? Choices, choices, choices. What should I buy? What should I buy? People are shopping online. Online business is like going off the roof because everybody's home shopping. What should I buy? Where should I spend my money? How much of my money should I spend? Choices, choices. How much should I save this week? Choices pertaining to our children. Should I have more children? What about children? No children. Glory be to God. Choices, beloved. Where should I go to church? Maybe I won't go to church. Glory be to God. Huh? Choices about what we're going to do, what we're not going to do. Choices, choices, choices. Choices. Should I obey God? Or should I not obey God? A choice to even believe if there is a God. I choose to believe that there is no God. I choose to believe there is a God, huh? But God does not require all of that. And so, beloved, constantly, constantly, all day, all of our lifestyle, where you are today is a combination of all the choices that you have made up to this point. One choice on top of another choice gives birth to another choice, beloved. And we give birth to that. Solomon said, it's a time, a time, a time, a time for you to make your choice, a time for you to give birth to your choice, a time for the manifestation of that, the fruitfulness of that. Glory be to God. You enjoying that, fulfilling that, huh? But eventually, your choice dies. Eventually, you die. Eventually, everything dies. Why? Because everything comes to an end. Everything has an expiration date. So in the choices that we make, and some of us hopefully have made some very good choices. There have been some very happy moments, some very happy seasons. Some of us, amen, have maybe been in some sad seasons, grieving seasons. Regardless of what season you're in, huh, beloved, all seasons come to an end. Every beginning has an ending. Many, beloved, we read their stories and hear their testimonies. Glory be to God. We see many people that have reached the top and the pinnacle of life, amen, that have fallen right back down to the bottom. Why? Because their season came to an end. The young become old. And the living eventually die. Beloved, it's just a matter of time. My question to you this morning, beloved, is where will you be when your season is over? What will you be left with when your season is over? What happens when you get to the end? What happens when you get to the end of your season? What happens when you get to the end of your life? Beloved, we talk to people, and especially me, glory be to God, as a minister of the gospel of Jesus Christ, I talk to a variety of people in all different settings. Glory be to God. I'm communicating with a brother now. He's so happy. Amen. He's not allowed to have visitors in the prison. Amen. So he communicates with me every day via email. He's just so happy. Amen. That there's somebody out there that's talking to him. His family disregarded him. And so every day he's sending me out an email and we're communicating back and forth. And he's hopefully will be released in a few next few weeks. And he's very, very excited. But then we find so many people like this brother, people that are incarcerated, people that are hospitalized, people in nursing homes and boarding homes and people that are sick and filled with disease and infirmities and cancer and Alzheimer's and people in lonely situations, people in rehab, people that have been forgotten. Glory be to God. I saw every now and then I'll watch a movie, glory be to God, when I have enough energy to make sure the movie's not watching me. And I watched the movie with Anthony Hopkins. The name of it was Father, which is a very good movie. Glory be to God. And how he had it going on. He had it going on. I mean, he had accomplished so much in life. You know, he was rich. Amen. And he idolized his flat. Amen. The condo that he lived in and had it going on, beloved. But at the end, amen, Alzheimer's took him over. And I don't want to tell you too much of the story in case you want to see it, and I think you should see it. Amen. But at the end, Alzheimer's took him over, and then it came to the very, very end, beloved. With all he had accumulated in life, beloved, he was left with nothing. Beloved, I'm coming to tell you this morning, just trust Jesus. So, beloved, so we have to, people, they find themselves in a season that they don't know how they got there. Glory be to God. Something that they're accustomed to, someplace different, a new norm. And then they have to ask themselves, how did this happen? Have you ever been to a place in your life, beloved, when you really had to look around and say, how did this happen? I didn't start out this way. How did I get here? See, but beloved, if we will be honest and we will be super honest, amen, consciously and subconsciously, we are where we are because of choices. Choices, choices. The choices that you have made in your life and the choices of other people, huh? The choices that other people have made over your life. Some dominating spirit, somebody's choice. Our life is, beloved, it's a sum total of choices. It's a consequences of choices. Things just don't normally happen overnight. It's an accumulation day by day, say day by day, the habits we make, the choices we make, beloved. Glory be to God. And so, and you really see it in Hollywood. You see it among the rich and the famous and people that are living here, living on this earth, beloved, like they're not going to die. They're living like there's no tomorrow. Let's just go forward. That's just whatever turns you on. Glory be to God. We had a conversation not that long ago about Hugh Hefner. We pray that Hugh Hefner gave his life to the Lord on his deathbed. We pray he did. But we know him, the Playboy King, the Playboy King. Oh, he went all the way out. Choices, 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 bring the women in. Let's get the party started, huh? Choices, choices, living like there's no tomorrow, living like you do not have to pay. Beloved, in this life, beloved, the reality is everyone is taxed. Everyone is taxed. Hallelujah. Now, I'm not saying that in the slogan that we have in the Afro-American community, glory be to God, when they say, you know, two things you have to do, stay black and pay your taxes. No, that's a whole other different story. We got to talk to Michael Jackson about that, and we know people, and you got to talk to ex-President Donald Trump about paying taxes, so we know that that's not necessarily true, that everybody got to stay black and everybody got to pay taxes. But in the spiritual sense, beloved, Romans chapter 6, verse 23 says the wages of sin is death. Oh, yeah, everybody is going to be taxed. Because our seasons come to an end, beloved, and you don't want to be left with the tax bill in your hand. And a lifestyle of choices, amen, where our choices, amen, reflect disobedience of God, amen, beloved, is a lifestyle of sin. And the wages of sin is death. I want you to know today that partial obedience is disobedience. Glory be to God. And it's amazing that even in the midst of the pandemic, all right, and it looked like this, there's a little light, there's a little breathing room being created pertaining to this pandemic, beloved, and we really, you know what I mean, are sad to know that so many souls have lost their life and still losing their lives, amen. What's happening in India, that they're not even talking about that for whatever reason, amen, for the last few days, people are still dying, but even in the midst of this pandemic, beloved, it's surprisingly where souls still, amen, have not recognized the God to be the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. They're still putting their faith in science above a God. Glory be to God. They're still not giving God the attention that God is going after. Even in the midst of a pandemic, they're still not paying God any attention. And it appears as though this generation, beloved, has forgotten, amen, that no one has come to this earth to stay. Absolutely no one. Hebrews 9, verse 27 says, it's appointed unto man once to die, and after that, the judgment. No one has come to this earth to stay, beloved, and you are no exception. And you find this generation, the young and the old alike, living like this is all to it. They haven't looked in Ecclesiastes chapter number 3 to realize that there's an expiration date. They haven't realized, beloved, amen, that they could die at any moment from anything. You can get a COVID-19 shot, amen, and die next week from something else. Die next week from something else, including, amen, COVID. They have not realized, beloved, that they are not invincible. That there's only one infallible, and his name is God with a capital G. The question still remains, beloved, where will you be when you get to the end? Because we are all on the way. We're all on the way to that end, beloved. I go to, amen, the cemetery, amen, and glory be to God, to bury loved ones, and I'm always asked to do a eulogy and to eulogize somebody, amen. And you go, and I walk around the graveyard. Matter of fact, I used to work at a cemetery for a lady that needed help at one time, and I gave her about a year because she really needed help. And I would walk around the cemetery, and I would look at the tombstone. It had the name of the individual and the year they was born, a little dash in the year that they died. And I would, and because I'm a math person, I would always do the math and calculate, oh, that person was only 15, and that person was 22, and that person was 120. But the point that I'm trying to get to, beloved, that dash in the middle of the year that they was born and the year that they died, we're all living in that dash. Right now, if you're listening to my voice today, you are living in the dash of life. Everything that you do, all the choices that you make, all the decisions that you make is summed up in that dash. When that dash is drawn, beloved, on that tombstone, glory be to God, it has the beginning. They draw a little line, and it's the end of the dash. Beloved, that dash comes to an end. Where will you be when you get to the end of your dash? Not only where will you be, beloved, who will you be with? And who will be with you? When we look in the book of 1 Chronicles, chapter 15, verse number 58, it tells us that only what we do for Christ will last. Beloved, regardless of your accumulations, and some people have accumulated massive wealth, massive name recognition, massive real estate, accolades, accomplishments, all type of successes, libraries of books, and the name everywhere. Your name is a household name. Portfolios, stocks and bonds and cryptocurrency, real estate, world-renowned celebrities. Glory be to God. Beloved, regardless of what you accumulate in this lifestyle, in this lifetime, and if God be with you, go forward. We're not talking about you not accumulating. Glory be to God. But this is what we're talking about as I wrap this up and bring this to a close, beloved. Matthew chapter 16, verse number 26. What shall it profit a man? What shall it profit a woman to gain the whole wide world and lose his soul? What good is it if you own all of New York City? What good is it if you got more money than Oprah and Bill Gates and Jeff Bezos put together? What good is it if everybody knows your name? Glory be to God. What good is it if you build that big house? What good is it if all your children are doing well? What good is it? You got all this going for you, but you get to the end of your dash and you lose your soul. You get to the end of your dash, glory be to God, hallelujah, and you don't know Jesus. You get to the end of your dash, and Jesus don't know you. You get to the end of your dash, and like Solomon said, vanity of vanity, all is vanity. When you get to the end of your dash and you look back, glory be to God, and you don't have anything, glory be to God, amen, to show, amen, beloved, that holds weight. And God's value system. What good is it, beloved? Let me ask you another question. Is it worth it? Is it really worth it? When you get to the end and you don't have Jesus, when you get to the end and you find out that you don't have what really counted, when you were seeking first the other things, amen, when the word tells us to seek ye first the kingdom of God. He didn't say it was wrong for you to seek those other things, but he tells us the order in which to pursue. He says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Maybe you're going through some stuff right now, beloved. Glory be to God. Maybe it's difficult for you right now. Maybe things are a little slow right now. Maybe things are a little tight right now. Maybe things don't look good right now. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. The question is, how are you going in? The thing you have to remember, beloved, even in a bad place, even in a tight place, when your priorities is right, when God is first, when you're seeking first God, when God is in the equation, see, glory be to God, our hope is this, that we're going somewhere. Oh, we're going somewhere. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. A person who has not committed to the Lord cannot make that statement. Oh, we're going somewhere. Hallelujah. Psalms 49 and 8 tells us this, beloved. It says redemption of the soul is costly. It's costly. This basically, beloved, you're going to find yourself in one of these three positions. One of these three positions. The first position, beloved, is Brother Judas. Judas, amen, glory be to God, is the disciple that betrayed Jesus. Because he made a choice. He sold Jesus out for 30 pieces of silver. Now, when you read the story of Judas, Judas became remorseful at the end. But he didn't turn to God. He turned to people. He turned to people and he went back and he took the 30 pieces of silver back. He said, I don't want the money. Amen. And then he went and hung himself. What he should have did, instead of turning to people, he should have turned to God. If he had turned to God and asked God to forgive him, God would have forgave him. But he didn't. And the Bible says that he committed suicide, beloved. And he went to hell. Glory be to God. Why? Because he made a choice. When you make a choice, beloved, to reject Jesus as Lord and Savior, amen, and when you take your last breath, if you do not know Jesus Christ, amen, eternal damnation is yours. But that's a choice that you made. Then we have the second example here, glory be to God, of our brother David. Our brother David was a naughty man. He did some bad stuff with Bathsheba and Bathsheba's husband. He did some bad stuff. We can read his story in the book of 2 Samuel. But what God did is God sent Nathan to David. Nathan was the prophet. And Nathan went to David and said, David gave him a story, glory be to God, amen, to illustrate the mind of God. And David said, and Nathan had to tell David, you're the man. You're the man who have sinned against God. You are the man. And what did David do? David didn't try to make no excuses. He didn't try to hide it. Amen. He just came right out in verse number 13, and he said, I have sinned against the Lord. David recognized his sin. He recognized that he had made a wrong choice. That night when Bathsheba had come to an end, he had made a wrong choice. Setting up Bathsheba's husband to be murdered on the front line had come to an end. He had made a wrong choice. But what he did different than Judas turned to man, and David turned to God. And not only did God forgive David, beloved, amen, hallelujah, he eventually called David a man after his own heart. David did well for himself. So, beloved, so maybe some people find themselves, amen, like Judas, where they make a choice not to turn to God, and therefore they suffer the consequences. Then we find those, amen, hallelujah, who are like David. Because of the bad choices they make, but they take the opportunity to come to God while they have a chance, and they do well for themselves. The last example I want to show you here, beloved, is Jesus Christ himself. In the book of Matthew, chapter number 4, verse number 8, the Bible says, after Jesus had just ended 40 days of fasting, hungry and thirsty, here comes the devil, and the devil took Jesus to the high mountains. Why? Because the high mountains belong to Satan, because Satan's the prince of the air. He took Jesus to the high mountains, the Bible says, and he showed him all the kingdoms of the world. He showed Jesus all of his glory, and guess what? It belonged to Satan. That's why at that time, that's why Satan could show it to Jesus. And he told Jesus, I'll give it to you. Jesus made a choice, beloved, and Jesus didn't go forward. Turn around and tell your neighbor to say, don't go forward. Don't go forward. Jesus didn't go forward, beloved. Beloved, amen, we have to live our life and make the choices while we have a time to make the choice. Don't put off for tomorrow what you can do today. Nobody promised us tomorrow. You don't know how the day is going to end. Glory be to God. You can't make a choice if you're in a coma. You can't make a choice if somebody else is your power of attorney because you're on a breathing machine. Baby, you got to make a choice while you can make a choice. And we want to be like Brother Paul. Brother Paul started out rough. Oh, Brother Paul, the Bible doesn't say anywhere in the book where Brother Paul killed any Christians, but Brother Paul will hold the coats of those who did. And he was just as guilty, beloved. Amen. But when he met Jesus, the song that we sang before we came on said, I have decided to make Jesus my choice. Paul decided to make Jesus his choice, and when Paul got to the end of his dash, Paul said, I finished my course. Paul said, I didn't turn back. It was a lot of pressure. I didn't turn back. Man, I was halfway scared most of the time. I didn't go back. Shaking in my boots, I didn't turn back. Didn't know what to do. I didn't turn back. Sometimes I was out there all by myself, but I didn't turn back. He said, I kept my faith. I kept the faith. I made a choice. How did you do it, Brother Paul? You were stoned 39 times, beat 39 times. How did you endure all of that, Brother Paul? Hallelujah. He says, I made a choice. Because I knew it was all going to come to an end anyhow. I knew I was going to get to the end of the dash eventually. Why? Because there's a season for everything. It's a season to begin. It's a season to end. I knew eventually I was going to get to it. He said, and I made a choice. Beloved, let me tell you something. How you start is how you finish. Every beginning has an end. Hallelujah. But I want you to also know that every end is a new beginning. You can say goodbye to the olden day and start the new. Amen, Jesus said in 2 Corinthians 5 and 17, if any man be in Christ Jesus, he is a new creature. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Yes, beloved, the living becomes the dead. But I want you to know today that the dead can become the living. My God, St. John chapter number 11, verse number 25, Jesus said this. He said, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. I want you to know, glory be to God, hallelujah, that you can become the living in Christ Jesus today. Hallelujah. If you exercise the right choice, you got to trust Jesus. You got to trust Jesus. Oh, some people want to put their trust in riches and gold. Some people want to put their trust in the vaccine. Some people want to put their trust in the political office. Some people want to put their trust in their bank accounts, credit reports, their neighborhood, who they're associated with. But I'm saying if you can exercise your free choice and put your choice in Jesus, make Jesus your choice. I'm telling you, God will take you from the bottom to the top when you can make Jesus your choice while you're in your right mind. Make Jesus your choice. Will you just trust Jesus? Will you trust him? Will you trust the process? Will you trust the fact that God loves you, that God will take care of you, that he will never leave you forsaken? Will you just trust Jesus, that when you get to the end of your dash, he's going to meet you there? When you get to the end of your dash, when this life is over, he's going to welcome you to be absent from the body, to be present with the Lord. And not only when you get to the end of the dash, he's going to walk to the end with you. tell you that you are his own. He said he'll never leave you. He'll never forsake you in this lifestyle. When you make the choices, will you include Jesus in the equation? Will you please trust Jesus? Because you're going to get to the end anyway. Do you want to get to the end with him? Or do you want to get to the end without him? Well, I'm telling you, you might choose to be without him, but he died to be with you. But the Bible says, when God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. And not only did Jesus, God gave his son, but his son gave his life. Love it be to God, because he knew that your season was going to come to an end. Hallelujah. And he said, I will not leave you comfortless. Oh, glory be to God. Beloved, hallelujah. Solomon ends up, hallelujah, finalizing that book as he makes a statement. Hallelujah. In chapter number 12, verse number 13, Solomon says this, and I leave you with the same quote, beloved. Solomon says, the conclusion of the whole matter. Solomon said, when I look the whole thing over, this thing called life, this journey here on planet Earth, the choices that we make, the accumulation of the choices, the consequences of the choices, the good times, the bad times, the tears, the sorrow, the sickness, the health, the lack, the abundance. Paul, Solomon said, when I put it all together, hallelujah, and we get to the end of the dash, Solomon says this. He said, here the conclusion of the whole matter. He said, fear God, keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. Fear God. The conclusion of the whole matter. Solomon said, let me take you to the bottom line right quick, because I know you ain't got a lot of time. He said, let's hit the bottom line. He said, fear God, commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. Make that your choice. Just trust Jesus. Just trust Jesus. Pastor, I don't know what I'm going to do. Just trust Jesus. Pastor's heart, just trust Jesus. Just trust him. Take it to God in prayer. And if you trust and never doubt, he's going to show you the way out. Hallelujah. He is the way. He is the truth. He is the life. Rend your heart and not your garments. Hallelujah. And include Jesus in all of your calculations, beloved, and all of your choices. Proverbs 3 and 5. Acknowledge the Lord in all of thy ways. Trust in the Lord in all thy ways. And lean not to thy own understanding. Acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. Just trust Jesus. Don't get to the end of your dash, beloved. And stand before the Lord empty-handed, because you will stand before him. And he says, not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, is going to enter into my kingdom. But only he that doeth the will of the Lord. Don't let the devil lie to you and think, got you thinking you're going to live forever. Oh, no, baby. We're going to get to the end of the dash. Let your trust be in Jesus. Glory be to God. If you do not know Jesus Christ and the pardoning of your sins today, let me take 1 minute right here. Beloved, my heart is still crying. On that six-year-old boy, I think it was in California, sitting in the back of his mother's car. His mother was taking her little baby to school. And a stray bullet from somebody shooting like cowboys and Indians on the freeway. And that bullet came into the trunk of that car and threw that baby.
beloved. And I'm still crying, beloved. And that little six-year-old precious baby dies in his mother's arms. Beloved, why are you living like, why are you acting like you're going to live forever? Baby, we don't know when we're going out of here. We don't know how. We don't know who the next stray bullet is going to hit. But baby, my point today is when you get to the end of your dash, fall into the hands of Jesus. Don't get to the end of your life and not know who Jesus is. Come on right now and give your life to Jesus if you never did. If you never did, if you never did, come on. I want you to repeat after me right now. Right now where you at. I don't care where you're at. I want you to open your mouth right now. I want you to begin this personal relationship with Jesus. Hallelujah, today. Today, beloved. Because your season is coming to an end. And the Lord don't tell us when. It's not when we get winter, spring, summer, and fall. No, beloved, by the end of this day, you're going to get news that somebody died. Just turn the TV on. And it's getting closer and closer and closer to home. Come on, repeat after me. Lord Jesus, I invite you into my life. I believe you died for me. And that your blood pays for my sins and provides me with the gift of eternal life. By faith, I receive that gift. And I acknowledge you as my Lord and Savior. Amen. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Beloved, if you just said that, hallelujah, you're saved. The angels are rejoicing. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. And we are rejoicing too. Amen. Hallelujah. We want you to send us out an email at lifewordjesus.org. Lifewordjesus.org. Amen. So we can pray with you, pray for you. Amen. Send you out some materials. Amen. To help you to grow into your full maturity. Amen. And amen. Hallelujah. And for those who already know Jesus, stop trying to do things without talking to God first. Beloved, how you start is how you end. How you start your day is how you end your day. How you start this season is how you end this season. Some of us need to come on back. He's married to the backslider. Somebody got delivered today. Thank you, Jesus. Somebody just got saved. Somebody got delivered. God, I say thank you. Thank you. I always know how God deals with me in the spirit when somebody gave their life to God. Thank you, Father, for whoever it is. Father, we thank you for these people, Father God, who have submitted today. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, we pray your blessings on them. We pray, Father God, hallelujah, that you will help them. Help them to walk with you closely. God, give them a good prayer life. Oh, Father, help them to submit to a spiritual leader and to stay planted in that location so they can grow up and mature and be used in your kingdom, God. In the name of Jesus, Father, that when they get to the end of their dash, oh, Father, they'll fall straight into the hands of Jesus. We say thank you, God, for every backslider, every lukewarm Christian that's been trying to blend in with the world, Father God. Father God, we thank you, Father God, for helping them to return home today. As the prodigal son got up out of that pig pen and went on back home, and the father was there to receive him. Father God, we want to say thank you for the person who made a choice that they're going to put you first, Father, for the rest of their life. And when they get to the end of their dash, they're going to hear you say, well done, my good and my faithful servant. Amen? Amen and amen. Thank God for the word of God on today. We bless be the name of the Lord. Amen. Just trust Jesus, beloved. I'm not telling you not to get no vaccine. I would never go that far. That's a personal choice that you have to make. But don't put your trust in science higher than you have your trust in God. What we see going on right now, beloved, is a battle between faith in science and faith in God. Beloved, I'm telling you, just trust Jesus, and you're going to be all right. Amen and amen. All right. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. It's now time, amen, for our worship. Amen. We want to give. Amen. Spirit of giving. Amen. Worship God with our tithes and our offerings. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. Hallelujah. And so there's no way to physically pass a bucket. Amen. But if you desire to sow into the soil of the word, if you want to sow into the word that came forth on today, amen, you can go straight to our website, amen, at lifewordjesus.org, www.lifewordjesus.org, amen, and hit the donate button there. Our Cash App address is $LifeWordJesus, $LifeWordJesus, amen, and our mailing address is P.O. Box 461, Post Office Box 461, Glenside, G-L-E-N-S-I-D-E, Glenside, P-A, 19038. Amen, amen, and amen. Glory be to God. I believe that is it for today. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. We have, amen, somebody in queue, amen, with their hands up. Let's just make sure that everything is okay here on this morning before we give the benediction. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. Somebody has their hand up in a queue. Amen. Is everything okay? Amen. The floor is open. All right. All is well. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Minister Hattie, thank you so much. Amen. Glory be. Hello.
Yes, Pastor.
Yes. Good morning. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Pastor. Thank you. Oh, Pastor, you were just phenomenal. Sure enough, phenomenal. Me and my birthday girl, she's sitting here. She's cooking and listening to the word, and we just thank you, Pastor. And I just want to again thank Sister Miller for always holding up my grandson. He's the only thing right now that is just putting a little damper in all the good things that this God has given us. So we just want to hold him up in prayer. And he said, thank y'all for doing that. And again, happy birthday to my special lady and pastor. Thank you for those words. I'm telling you, we have been lifted.
Amen. And to God be praise, glory, and honor. Amen. Make sure you tell your wife to be on the call tomorrow morning. Amen. As we call in, tell her to wake up if she can and be on there. We want to send a happy, beloved birthday to our sister Rhonda. Amen. And that she will enjoy her special, special day and come back tomorrow morning so the prayer of warriors can marinate her a little bit. Amen. And give our love. Amen. Express our love. Amen. Towards her and towards you as a family. Thank you so much, my brother. Amen. And thank God that you, for the encouragement of God's word on today. God bless you, Brother Reed.
And God bless you, as Rhonda said.
Thank you. God bless you.
Amen. You're very welcome. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Amen. And thank God for you being wise enough. Amen. To make Jesus your choice. Amen. Glory be to God. We love you. Amen, Sister Reed. All right, saints, amen. Our brothers and sisters, amen. If you are a first-time visitor with us here in our ministry, please reach out to us, please. If you go to our website, it has all our information there, telephone number, emails, mailing address, please reach out to us, amen, at lifewordjesus.org. And we bless be the name of the Lord. That's it for the day. Everybody have a lovely, lovely, lovely afternoon. A lovely afternoon. Before you make that choice, just remember that the choice is yours, but the consequences belong to God. Amen and amen. Father God, we say thank you for the word of God that have come forth on today that will not return void. We say thank you for the prayer. Father God, our sister Cooper, thank you, Father God. Our sister Reese's birthday, give her a special day with her husband and her family. Father God, we say thank you for the tithes, the offerings, the donations coming in today, Father, that you were blessed to give her 30-fold, 60-fold, 100-fold. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father, that you will help people to start making the right choices. And Father God, we pray for devastation all around the world. But Father God, that little six-year-old boy, Father, I can't stop crying. Not just for him, but for so many premature deaths. But we lift up that mother, Father God, so we don't even have a clue what that family is going through. But Father God, you said with sin doth abound, grace doth much more abound. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we cannot really avoid some situations, Father, but we can choose. Father, you said, ask for me and my house. We choose the Lord. And so we say thank you, Father. Now we bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation in the name of the Father, the Son, and the precious Holy Ghost. We seal this prayer. We seal this service in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. And decree and declare that Satan is defeated. Darkness is dispelled. And Jesus Christ, he is the Lord of lords and the King of kings. And the Lord keep thee, and the Lord bless thee, and the Lord cause his face to shine upon thee in Jesus' name. We'll be back tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. Amen. For our spiritual breakfast for champions. Please meet us here. Amen. And bring somebody else with you. Amen. I love you, love you, love you, love you. And thank you for allowing me to serve you on today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. beloved. Just trust Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Just trust Jesus, and you're going to be all right. Love you. Signing out.